We remember what happened when Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland got the gang to put on a play in the old movies. But what happens when nursing home residents in suburban Milwaukee put on an adaptation of Homer's Odyssey? Here's a clip from the documentary Penelope, a theatrical odyssey.
Who are you?
We're 108 of Ithaca's most vile and marriageable men. Viral, okay. First reading.
That's right.
It's part of our occasional look at films and filmmakers from Wisconsin. Ann Basting and Brad Lichtenstein join us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This must have been a real challenge on a lot of levels. We'll start with the first one, that this was a production within a production, and it wasn't necessarily originally envisioned as a documentary.
We knew we were trying something new by completely overhauling how you do activities in long-term care. And we thought, let's have a film crew follow us around and we'll do some learning modules. And then at a certain point, we thought, this is a much bigger story that we should be telling about the making of the piece itself and what we're learning overall as a whole. And that's when Brad really came in.
And once you realize that, oh my gosh, you want characters and story, then it changes what you're doing. But I have to give a lot of credit to our amazing editor, Matt Lauterbach. And he and I just really pulled it out of the footage and tried to make a film out of this.
Here's another clip from Penelope, a theatrical odyssey.
We keep talking about 100 people. That's what we would love to have, 100 people.
Hopefully. There's always this commitment issue with some of the residents and participants that our residents and participants are very different now than they will be in March. That list is going to be just so different, you know, a day before the course even happens than it will be today.
It's too scary at this point for people to commit.
We have like
another challenge in making this movie is you're dealing with a lot of people with dementia and other memory issues. And, you know, people are close to the end of their lives, and you even lost a couple of cast members along the way.
I think the incentive that I had was I've been working in long-term care using the arts for
More than 20 years now.
And thank you. And I think the thing that I've seen is too many times people give up, and they say it's too hard. They won't remember it. They're going to pass away. Let's not do anything challenging or too deep, because, you know, why do that? And really, this project was, why not do that? Isn't this exactly who we should be making meaningful art with?
I mean, just because you're old doesn't mean that you're not filled with the same desire to make meaning in your life that you have when you're 23, 24. And guess what? You might be actually a little bit better at it.
Does being married make working on a film easier or harder?
Both.
Over the years, we've figured out pretty well, I think, what we can collaborate on and what we can't collaborate on. And there are definitely certain things where we just stay, we can't read each other's writing.
I think it'll be interesting to ask our children in about 30 years what it was like to grow up with us.
Fair question. We'll find out. Stay tuned right here. Ann Basting and Brad Lichtenstein, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You can see more of Anne, Brad, and Penelope, a theatrical odyssey, on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.